It's All Things Book Review this hour on Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlotlang Moletsane. We're joined by author Phimelo Rangaka, the author of Bottoms Up. Phimelo, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning and thank you for having me on your show.
Bottoms Up. Talk us through the inspiration of this book.
Well, Bottoms Up came from my personal experiences. Mm-hmm. And also the impact of what addiction has on individuals and on society at large. I drew a lot from my personal journey and observations of people as well around me.
I love that you mentioned society and the people around you, because we live in a country that consumes a lot of alcohol, or rather substances, and a lot of people would not really refer to it as abuse. It's something that's normal, you know. It's gotten to a point where somebody will wake up in the morning and have one glass and say, no, but this is normal. This is something that I do every day.
Yes. In recovery, we say that one glass is too many and 100 is never enough. So with a lot of people, alcohol is seen as a socially acceptable drug. And even but people don't actually view it as a drug even.
Yeah.
Because they think because everybody does it and it's legal. So obviously I just do this occasionally. And that's usually how a lot of people start before they get into hard drugs. It's usually from the alcohol perspective where I'm like, I only drink on occasion. And then eventually I drink when I have stress or when I'm celebrating something.
Yeah.
And then it's every weekend.
Yeah. Why are we drinking so much, Phimelo? What is it about South Africans that we're just leaning, towards alcohol so much?
I think that, and this is just my opinion, I hope nobody crucifies me for this, but a lot of us are actually running away from ourselves. You know, we don't want to deal with things that really affect us. So you'd have a father who's unhappy in his marriage, but loves his kids and stays in the marriage because of this. And now he turns to alcohol to get away from the problems that he has within the home, you know, or you'll have someone who's experiencing perhaps abuse from their partner and they turn to alcohol or weekend groove to escape that. And not actually deal with the underlying issues that affect all of us.
How do we deal with those issues? You know, I mean, you mentioned something so, so important. We find it so difficult to really sit with ourselves and reflect and look at what is going terribly in our lives and really just confront those issues so we can let it go, so we can forgive ourselves, so we can further discover who we are, whether, you know, I mean, this is something that was caused by yourself or whether it was caused by somebody else. We are struggling to really reflect and sit down with ourselves. What is it? Why do we struggle so much?
I think because a lot of the time we don't find safe spaces for us to actually be ourselves and let out all of our frustrations. Because from my perspective as well, from personal experiences, I had an issue with trusting people with things that I felt deeply about, because I always felt that I'm going to be telling my friend and this is happening in my life and I'm facing these types of challenges, and perhaps he's going to ridicule me for whatever it is I'm going to tell him, or it's not going to be private. He's going to tell other people.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the problem stems from. We don't find safe spaces or places to actually share our issues and perhaps get perspective from other people to help us deal with them.
And how did you then find that redemption? How did you then sit down with yourself and say, well, this is my problem? How did you recognize the problem and try to take out the alcohol out of your life and really reflect and start that journey to self-discovery?
I was very fortunate that I met a man by the name of Nkosi Sithole, who actually helped me identify my issues and created that space that I'm talking about, to actually talk to him about my issues with substances and the real issues that I have in my life, and actually invited me into the program. And like being in NA has actually helped me to deal with a lot of things because they provide a community of people that you're able to engage with that are not necessarily people that you know, because a lot of them are from other countries, and you're able to talk on a day-to-day basis. You have meetings, and this assisted me in actually healing as well, you know, letting go of my resentment towards other people, because sometimes when you have issues with yourself, you take it out on other people. Mm. You know, so that's how I found my redemption, by actually being in the program and sticking with it, because it's not very easy to let go of the person that you used to be to become better. So it's that support system actually helped me to get to where I am right now.
Where can people get the book?
People can get it directly from us. They can contact us on 066-369-8295. We courier anywhere within South Africa. Alternatively, if you're outside of the country, you can find the book on Books to Read online, and you can purchase it there.
Pumelo, just before I let you go, what do you want the listener and one day the reader to really take away from Bottoms Up once they've read it?
My hope is that Bottoms Up is going to help people spark conversations about addiction and encourage people that are struggling with addiction to actually instill a sense of hope and recovery, and tell them that this is possible, and that the journey of self-discovery isn't one that you have to walk alone. That's what I want people to take away from the book.
Love that. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the very best.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
It's Raz FM Mid-Mornings. He's speaking about something so, so important. Our addiction to alcohol is a real one. And sometimes it's because we don't want to confront those issues. It's because we have no one to talk to. It's because we're afraid to talk to somebody. Because what if they laugh at us? But there's always somebody willing to hear you, willing to help you. And sometimes you just need to sit with yourself and reflect. It's Raz FM. Yes, I'm a little bit of a